We have got a great speaker to finish up for the day, and it's something that ought to really raise your eyebrows. If you looked at the topic and say, what do I have to know about personal injury liens? I'm not going to be the one doing it. Any of you out there that deal with personal injury attorneys, and again, I'm a former one, it's shocking how many of the younger generation have not been taught what to do once they've gotten a settlement and being intimately involved with structuring that settlement in a trust or otherwise and negotiating liens and understanding lien law. It's shocking. And so a lot of times you're the one that's at least having to tell them you might want to talk to somebody about this who specializes in this area. And so we have Floyd Fagley from Florida, who has the unique perspective of first having worked for the Florida state agencies that were doing Medicaid lien recovery from personal injury settlements, and now advises and works with personal injury attorneys to try to maximize their settlements. And unfortunately, the United States Supreme Court, it looks like, has come out with a case that is probably causing those that know a good case of the sweat. So with that, Floyd, welcome to Texas, and drive us to drink with scaring us with this story. So,
all right, my wife said that there, being the last speaker of the day, there would be four people here. And I argued with her, and I said, no, there would probably be about six. But y'all are looking a little bit stagnant. No offense. It's been a long day of very good information. So let's do this. I want to thank the University of Texas and our sponsors. I'm not going to name them all, but please remember them during the next hour. Remember they're playing for tips. So let's do this. Let's give them a round of applause. Now, there was a lady who helped me a lot through the last few months, reminded me on a regular basis to turn my materials in and all the things I needed to do. And without her, I wouldn't be here today. So her name is Hannah Nyquist. Let's give her a round of applause. Now, finally, Pai Mayo asked me to be here. He picked me out of the people in the nation that I guess maybe know a little bit about this stuff and asked me to come. So I want to, let's do this. Why don't everybody stand? Let's give him a standing ovation. Stand, everybody stand up and stay standing. All right. Now, stay standing. I'm going to do a survey here. Sit down if you have difficulty dealing with personal injury cases and personal injury attorneys. Who doesn't like working those type of cases? Okay. Yes, it's good to be honest. All right, now everybody else can sit down. I got my idea of who I'm dealing with here. My name is Floyd. I am from Monticello, Florida, and I work almost exclusively with personal injury attorneys. When they settle out cases, I come in and organize things. I deal with liens asserted by Medicare, Medicaid, private health insurance, ERISA, all those people who come in like vultures at the end and say, I want to be paid back. I paid money and medical bills to fix this person, and through subrogation or lien, I'm entitled to be paid back from this settlement. My role is to reduce those liens and maximize the client's settlement. That's what I do. As a side note, I do special needs trust. I know what y'all are talking about. I draft them, I prepare them. I advise these families who are in desperate need of the relief that can be offered from the settlement. So that's also what I do. That's my practice. I work with personal injury attorneys, and I love it because they're always in a hurry. They are never patient. They call you on Thursday and want to have it done by Friday. Isn't that the truth?
Hallelujah.
Well, But you got to remember, the reason they want that done is for their client's benefit, but also they want to be paid.